Welcome to Murundoy.
Murundoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help.
Republic.
Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murundoy, Mala berated Kavita for spending the night with her boyfriend and told her that she would be locked in her room. She tried to take away Kavita's phone, they scuffled, and Kavita slapped her and left the room. Divine and Unique discussed ExxonMobil's partnership with the Guyana Manufacturing and Services Association. They also discussed GPL's power utility upgrade program. Kevin called, but Unique refused to answer. Coretta told Ignatius that she was tested COVID-19 positive and he promised to be there for her. Right now, Ignatius and Shelley are talking about Coretta.
Well, Iggy, baby, you don't know me and Coretta don't really get along. But nobody in deserve to get coronavirus.
Shelley, I feel sorry for she. It really shake me up how she start crying.
And yet still people carrying on and not taking this thing serious. I passed through America Street when I was downtown last week. You should see the bubbling that taking place with a one-man band. Nobody wearing masks, nobody 3 feet apart.
They're lucky the police ain't passed through. $5,000 for each of them.
Anyhow, I really hope Coretta recovers soon. And when she come out, I hope she change her vindictive ways.
Oh, Shelley, man. The woman sick.
So, that only raise the wicked things she do, like trying to take you away from me.
Baby girl, you know you got my heart forever.
Yeah, or whatever. Anyways, when your nephew's supposed to be coming?
He was making arrangements for a friend to drop him down.
You think you should reconsider letting him come, hey? Suppose he bring the coronavirus?
Shelley, we talk about this already. He don't agree to quarantine inside the room for 14 days.
Yes, but still.
Let me help my family out now, man. He lose his job in Barbies and basically coming down here to make a new start.
I like how you keep adding developments as to why he coming here. First was a couple days, then weeks. Now he coming for live.
It's not like we don't have the space, Shelley.
He gonna be looking for a job?
Look for a job when he could work with me.
But why you don't give him one of your other houses to live in?
Babes, all my buildings occupied. And the places I'm building ain't got electricity or plumbing or anything yet.
That reminds me. I see GPL still changing people meter.
Yes, the power utility upgrade program is ongoing.
What is supposed to change though? I mean, don't get me wrong. The new meter I see looking very lovely, but...
It's not only about changing meters. They're putting down new poles, upgrading the distribution network, and stringing new conductors.
So what does this mean?
That we're going to have improved and more reliable electricity.
Some of these crosses in Marundai might not want to cooperate when they see the people come for change the meter though. Some of them don't even want the meter read, much less for change it.
I'm sure the police can be called in matters like that.
Sergeant Murray got the work cut out.
Once the GPL team show proper identification, then an adult can allow them to enter the premises. All you got to do is to show them a recent light bill to confirm your meter number. And while they are installing the pole and the new meter, and so you watch the whole operation.
But you know, some people might use coronavirus as an excuse.
As far as I know, GPL is following COVID-19 safety guidelines. Wearing their masks and maintaining at least 3 feet away from people.
Well, I hope everybody cooperate.
The boys say it's going good so far.
Good, because life got to go on. And once you observe the safety precautions, then we good.
Yes.
Anyways, back to your nephew. Hopefully he don't have none of these young women in Marundai coming here when he done quarantine. Because you know how some of the women like see new man. And on top is you nephew.
Well, that is his business.
Yes, but I don't want nobody think we operate in a brothel here.
People can think whatever they want. I don't really care.
Well, you could say though, because if you didn't marry me, it's so you would have been living.
Oh, can you fault me for loving women, babes? But I found the one that tamed me. You, my love.
You forget the woman with the baby last year?
Oh, that is old news. I ain't had another woman since. And worse yet, in this COVID-19, I ain't taking chance with nobody new.
You see the problem with the statement?
What?
Is only COVID preventing you from having another woman with me?
Babes, you know I don't mean it like that.
You see, if I battle with you today, Ignatius Thomas...
You know you are my one and only missus, Shelley Thomas.
Stop before you make it worse for yourself. I got in and catch you asleep, eh?
I come in.
Look, go in one of them other room. I ain't in the mood for you and your massages.
It's what causing this, Shelly, my baby, I love you.
No, Marlo. You're putting up with too much nonsense with this little girl, you know.
Anil, I never expect she finna knock me.
Look, I make haste and reach back to Marundai, man.
When you coming?
Soon, babes.
Anil, I really miss you.
I miss you too, babes. The situation up here with this coronavirus is very concerning. Like some of these miners still ain't believe it's real.
And y'all working close to indigenous communities and the border.
Well, they declare mining as essential service, so we continue it, but with strict guidelines. The help post encouraging the camps to get screened and tested.
You take the test?
How you mean? I ain't taking any chances. Plus, I wear a mask you make for me and wash my hands steady.
You know Coretta get it.
What?
I hear she in one of the quarantine facilities.
Shoot, spy? I sorry to hear that, man.
This thing getting too close for comfort.
I really hope daddy keeping off the road now. I got the collie. He's diabetic, so he's high risk.
I know.
Anyway, back to Kavita. If she puts your hand on you again, you got to stand up for yourself, you know, Marlo.
Fight she? How I can fight my own child, Anil?
She got to learn some discipline, Marlo. She big enough to collect 2 slaps, you know?
You know I don't encourage violence. I don't want she to feel that there is the way to solve problems.
But you don't put your hand on you. You can't tolerate them nonsense, though. Plus, you asked her for the phone and she refused to give it to you.
Yeah.
Look, something got to be done about this girl, you know. Yes, Mina might be too young to understand anything or everything was going on. But you still ain't want she seeing certain things.
I know.
Next thing Mina see, she'll knock you and then she'll go on to do the same thing. But that nonsense ain't happening in my house.
Anil, I just so tired. It's like I don't know what else to do with this child. Somebody suggests counseling. Then I don't even know what's going on with Kimal. He hardly saying anything since he broke down the night. It's hard, Anil. I really need you here with me.
Alright, baby, alright. I'm gonna try and get out of here as soon as possible. I promise you.
Alright.
In the meantime, try and talk to Kimal again. Something got to be going on with him.
Yeah.
Anyway, babes, I gotta go. You remember Mr. Goldman?
Yes. How he doing?
He good. But right now, I'm helping to get some information out to the people in these communities around me.
Alright, nice.
Like I mentioned, enough of them people still don't believe that this coronavirus is real. We're trying to get it to shows to get more involved in spreading the message.
Okay, that's good. The people respect the community leaders.
Thanks, babes.
Anil, I can't wait to see you soon.
Same here. I love you, babes.
Love you too. Mwah.
Hello? Who is this? Who? Oh, you're the person who is be calling me and my wife. If I remember who? Repeat the name. That was ages ago. You were who?
Look how he can fix his size with that phone with another woman. June? Where are you, June?
Hello? Hello?
She hear me voice and hang up?
Patsy, that was an important phone call.
June is a better woman than me. If it's not Catalina you're flirting with, you're watching the women out here, or you're talking to them on your phone.
You know, I wish it was you in quarantine instead of Coretta.
It's a low blow, James. You wishing coronavirus on me?
That is how much of an annoyance you are to me.
You forget you had a heart attack the other day. Hiya. Carry on smartly.
Every afternoon you see me here, you have to come and harass me.
Well, you's really a soft man. It's no joke I just them making with you. I like molest you, James. It's no malice behind it, though.
Everything is not a joke, Sister Patsy. You even called my wife to tell her I walk Catalina home. I'm only going to tell you this once. Stay out of my life.
Well, if you ain't got nothing to hide, why you getting so upset? I like June. So if I see you philandering around the place, I can got to let her know.
Good afternoon, Sister Patsy. James?
Hi, Marla.
Hi, girl. You come to exercise?
Yes. I needed to get out of the house a little bit.
What is with Anil there? I ain't seen in a while.
Marla, if you know what's good for you, don't tell this woman any of your business.
Why you don't go and run and carry down your 100-pound belly where you got walking around in front of your head, James?
Marla, enjoy your walkout and stay away from stressors.
Thanks, James.
I would tell you about your mother, but I'm too decent for that.
It's what you do to upset James, Sister Patsy.
I just like trouble, Marlo. He like tech and girl.
Oh.
Yes, but it's what Anil there?
He gone in the bush.
Eh, this time of coronavirus?
It's to do with mining operation.
You sure it's not an indigenous woman he's spending time with for Indigenous Heritage Month?
Sister Patsy, really?
You know you can't trust some of these men. Like the one Waganda James.
Enjoy your exercise, Sister Patsy.
You too, love. These trusting wives. So sad.
Kimal?
Hi, Mommy.
I could come in?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just playing a video game.
Oh, what's this one name?
Fortnite.
Oh, okay. Kimal, I just wanted to check in with you.
Oh.
Kimal, I know I said that I would give you time, but you's me son, and I can't help but worrying about you.
I'm cool, Mommy.
You sure?
Yeah.
I forget what you said the other night about the other things that are bothering you.
Yeah. That was nothing.
All right. Kimal, I just want you to know that you could talk to me about anything. I know life wasn't perfect. I know I ain't perfect. But I'm really trying.
I know, Mommy.
You would tell me if it's anything serious, right?
Yeah, Mommy. Sure.
All right.
Cool.
Kimal, I still want to try to get in touch with Kavita's boyfriend, Fado. When last you talked to him?
I haven't spoken to him since I found out he and Kavita were together.
Well, I got to see how.
Okay.
All right. I'll go in and lie down.
All right, Mommy.
Good night, son.
Good night. Hi, it's Kimal. You got anything? Yeah, I need some. Tomorrow? Okay. Same price? Cool. Tomorrow.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.